The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The Lady Dogs of Clay County have navigated a tough regular season slate and came out on the other side with a strong 18-8 record. The whole purpose of playing teams like Cannon County, York Institute, Upperman, Macon County, and Wilson Central was to enter the District 7A tournament as a round ball machine poised to capture the program's third consecutive conference championship. After months of waiting, that time has arrived tonight as Matt Walker leads his ladies against Lamar Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes in semifinal action. The winner plays for gold while the loser licks their wounds in the consolation game. It's time for Clay County and Clark Range.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermit Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered. Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome into the CarQuest pregame show, our 19th basketball broadcast of this season. For the second time this postseason, we're high atop the land of Hawkeye here at Livingston Academy. I'm Daniel Strong. We greatly appreciate you tuning in tonight for semifinal action. Joining me soon will be former head coach Joe Sims. Joining me now is a man who's battled through illness and disrupted rest in recent days, but he's here and ready for action. He's Thomas Weaver, our analyst, statistician, and founder.
Great to be here, Daniel. Appreciate the kind introduction, as always. We're here for the girls' District 7A semifinal, Daniel. And when it comes to small-town girls' basketball, a matchup between these two teams is always one of the best. It's going to be a fun night with Clay County and Clark Reese.
It is. A lot of folks on hand for this when the Red Bull and Pickett just ended. Nobody's left. You mentioned it, Thomas. Feature game here.
No doubt. But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen. We hope you folks realize that. And a special shout-out to Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank tonight for providing live video coverage. Went down and talked to Russell West at the bank, of course, and just a great community supporter has been the Bank of Salina for years and years.
No doubt. Seems like I remember them carrying coverage for a home football playoff game this past season, so we appreciate them once again.
And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy for coverage of tonight's games next week. Up next, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. The headline ran, Clay teams close out the regular season on a high note. And, you know, the Lady Dogs dominated Jellicoe on senior night for their eighth straight win, where seniors Ava Carr, Kendall Matthews, Madison Hayes, Bella Ashlock, and Hallie Buford started the contest. Carr came out hot with four threes and scored 14 points. Buford had 18, Hayes 9, Ashlock 7, and Matthews 4. And then underclassman Lacey Wicks, she scored 13. Ella Leeds had 4, Kelly Brown 3, and Jenna Thompson 3. Good end of the regular season for the Lady Dogs.
Yeah, I couldn't ask for anything better. A huge win. Everybody got to play. Most of them scored.
Folks, we encourage you to pick up a copy of this week's newspaper for all things Clay County, including basketball, and a special section about this District 7A tournament. And we ask you to stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Clark Reigns here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue.
I might have been
Kansas,
muted
in Texas, on and on. But
now
this
I'm
is the
muted.
Heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show. Time to get into this girls 7A update. This brought to you by Ashlock and Strong Girls. 7A update right here. So looking at this one, semifinal action. Clay County and Clark Range getting here by both finishing 5-3 in the regular season. The coin toss ended up putting Clay County as the 2 seed, Clark Range as the 3 seed. Other semifinal action already took place tonight. Pickett County, big winners over Red Bull Springs. The Lady Bobcats, the number 1 seed. Of course, Red Bull got into tonight's action. Back on Tuesday night, they dismissed the Gordonsville Tigerettes, a final score of 43-30. So we know that Pickett County is waiting the winner of this contest in Monday night's championship game, 8 o'clock tip-off. Red Bull and waiting the loser of this upcoming game for the 6:30 tip on Monday. Looking over at our sister district of District 8 that we'll match up with for Region 4 tournament action. They start tomorrow night with the semis. These Roberts and Lady Indians, the number 1 seed, they'll be playing Knowledge Academies. And then the number 2 and 3 seed game, Joe Burns, will be playing against Merle Hyde. The Lady Red Devils, the number 2 seed, Merle Hyde, the 3 seed. That one could be interesting, Coach. Joe Burns, 3-3 conference record on the year. Merle Hyde, 3-3 conference record. I don't look for anything out of East Rob and Knowledge other than a Lady Indian win in that one.
Yeah, probably so. I don't know much, basically nothing about either one of them, but I know over the years Merle Hyde's been pretty weak, you know, and Joe Burns has too for that matter, but usually, you know, they'll beat Merle Hyde most of the time, I think.
Of course, the only team we've seen out of that district, East Robertson, who we split up our games with. I kind of like to forget about that early season loss on the road, a 6-point loss over at their place, but they have beat us this year. The tough part, region tournament, going to be at East Robertson this year. It'll be home court advantage.
That's right, yeah. You know, we didn't have Maddie, I don't think, that night. And, I think we led most of the game and then kind of blew it or lost it at the end. I don't know what happened. I didn't get to go. I don't know what was going on, but I didn't get to go that night. But, I'd like to play them for the chance to go on, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Folks, that's been the Girls 7-Day Update brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonia today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Going to make sure we leave ourselves plenty of time to get in Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. But we'll get everybody's thoughts on how Matt Walker and these Lady Dogs can capture their third consecutive conference championship, third meeting this year. Coach Sims obviously split the contest. Each team won at home, now on a neutral site with a whole lot of accolades on the line here. What's your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is a big game. I think realistically, if you want a chance to get out of the region, you need to win this game tonight. We won the last one. Ended up being a 19-point win. It was really closer than that, though. It was about 6, I think, going into the last quarter, and we kind of just blew up that last quarter. But, you know, I'm sure Lamar, he's going to try something a little different tonight. He always does. And, you know, if we can score kind of consistently against what they're going to throw at us, you know, I think we'll be all right. Now, if we struggle and take bad shots and miss our open shots inside, then – you know, we could easily get beat. I don't think Matt'll, you know, up there, he tried to press and trap. I don't think he'll do that a whole lot tonight. He did a little at our place, and I talked to him, and he said, yeah, he's going to, you know, throw it at him every once in a while, which you can do every once in a while, but I don't think you can do it a whole game and have any success. So, yeah, I think it'll just be pretty much straight man for the most part. And I think our challenge will be scoring against what they're going to throw at us. So he's going to leave. He's going to leave somebody wide open and keep somebody jammed up in the middle to try to take Maddie away and try to keep Bella and Hallie from penetrating. So, you know, whoever has got that open shot, if they could knock some down, you know, that would really be big.
Sure.
But I think we'll do some more stuff, I think, maybe that he hadn't seen before tonight. Maybe I'll just say, you know, I met with him. We talked this week some and talked about what we thought might work, and we're going to try a little inside screening and do some stuff like that. So, you know, hopefully it'll work. We'll just see, though.
There you go, folks. In-depth Tipsy's final take from Coach Sims. That was sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina. And stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time for the Clay County Funeral Home girls starting line of Clark Rains. They are the visiting team tonight. They wear their yellow travel jerseys, blue numerals on those, trimmed in white. Head coach Lamar Rogers, 47th season overall. 1,325 wins to 314 losses, a 14-10 record this year. They are the number three seed and ride a one-game win streak into the contest. Starting for Clark Rains, a junior, number 12, Coy Rogers. Sophomore, number 22, Lydia Phillips. Junior, number 42, Peyton Manis. Senior, number 43, Macy Threet. And a junior, number 55, Katie Hopkins. The Lady Dogs, they're the home team wearing those white travel jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Head coach Matt Walker, 8th seasons overall, 173 wins to 76 losses, an 18-8 record this year. They are the number two seed and ran an 8-game winning streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Clay County, senior number one, Maddie Hayes. Senior number two, Bella Ashlock. Senior number 21, Hallie Buford. Sophomore number 24, Ella Eads. And a junior number 22, Lacey Wicks. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect here at 423 Brown Street in Salina. Time to get this one underway. Coach Walker now entering his sixth district semifinal contest as coach of the Lady Dogs, a 4-1 record for Walker in these games. 1-1 in the district semis against Clark Range. Lady Dogs going to control the opening tip. Senior Bella Ashhawk with it, going to step across the timeline and hand off to her classmate, Hallie Buford. All four Lady Dogs lined up in a row with the free throw line. Now they start to move. Wicks and Hayes go down low. Maybe a 2-3 zone. Coach Sims will break it down.
That's what it looks like.
Clay County going to turn it over here on the first possession. Not the start we were looking for.
No, not for sure. Yeah, it looked like a 2-3 zone. I thought he'd come out playing man.
Well, Coach, I've heard you mention before, he's having to run in five different trips. May run five different defenses.
That's true.
Clark Range with their first offensive possession here, 0-0 with this game just underway, 7:20 mark of the first quarter. And it's the District 7A first team. Member Hopkins with it. She gives up to Phillips. Phillips picks it up, kicks back outside. Hopkins in the corner. She had 31 the first time the teams met. A takeaway by Lacey Wicks. Taken right back away by Clark Range, but the Lady Buffs turn it over. Need that energy out of Wicks early in this one. And she showed a flash of it right there, Tom.
Yes, she did. We talked about her all season long, Daniel, about getting into passing lanes, and that's exactly what she did there. Coach, what I think's interesting about this zone look from Coach Rogers, got Hopkins on the perimeter.
Yeah, I didn't really look at it on who was playing what spots the first trip, but it's surprising me he's in a 2-3.
Wicks with it in left wing. Ashhawk in the corner. Back to Eid. Swung back to Wicks. Top down low to Ashhawk. Passes there. Shots there. No good on it, though. Rebounded by Sophia Seiden of Clark Range. An offensive foul call.
Oh, good.
Phillips called for the offensive foul.
Ella Eid's doing a good job moving her feet, getting in position to take that foul there.
That's that last trip. Man, we had a really good shot. We've got to make those.
Yeah.
We get point blank. You just got to stick it in the hole.
We've got sitting, Daniel.
Sitting. I said sitting. Okay. Only the third charge taken of the season by Eve, so especially a good jump since that's not a lot of times the role she finds herself in down there.
Zero out. The three, is that her name? What she done?
Sitting comes out. Bit shaken up, just looking across the way,
yeah.
Holding the forehead there. Hopefully she's all right. 2-0, 0-0 the score. Still looking for the first bucket. Now we find it, Bella Ashhawk. That shot a whole lot tougher than that first one she missed. Bella putting Clay County in front, 2-9, 6:20 mark, first quarter. Clark Range with it. Hopkins going to drive the left side against Hayes. Maddie denies access. Phillips firing a three. It's good. 3-2 the score. Lady Buffs in front. Clark Range this year a lot of times living and dying by the three, so if they're hot, they're usually in it. Clay County now looking to reclaim the lead. They trail by one, 3-2 early in this one. Ashok down low to Hayes, knocked away. Kept alive by Wicks, though. Wicks to Ashok. Ashok's floater off the glass, no good. Bella fighting for the rebound. Chloe Rogers comes up with it. 5:40 mark. First quarter, 3-2 the score. Lady Buffs looking to extend the lead. Hopkins right side, works against Hayes. Maddie moving the feet, does a nice job. Called for the foul, though. Just if she could have kept the hand away at the end. They'd done a nice job with the footwork. But Maddie called for her first personal.
Yeah, Hayes playing straight up man on Hopkins as she tries to isolate her.
Yeah.
I think we may see some help come later.
First meeting between these teams, Clark Range was 6-15 from behind the arc. So not a ton of three-pointers, but highly effective when they shot them. Almost 50%.
Yeah.
Second meeting, Clark Range went pretty cold from three, went 6-30. Not nearly as good percentage-wise. Of course, the first time around, Lady Buffs won at home. Second time around, Lady Dogs won in Joe Sims Gym. 5-minute mark of this first quarter, and Clark Range looking to extend a 4-point lead. They're up 6-2. Clay County's had some impressive comebacks this year, but don't really need to be trying to mount one tonight.
No, we don't want to get behind too far. We need to score here.
Ashlock with it after Hopkins missed her jumper. Bella going to spin. Underhanded shot good. Bella Ashlock with all four of Clay County's points here.
Nice shot.
Bella playing like a senior who understands this is her last district semifinal contest, win, lose, or draw. So wanted to leave it all on the court early in this one. Lady Buffs down top, sitting with it. Works into the corner to Hopkins. Hopkins wanting to drive against Hayes again. Maddie sticks with her. She gets off to Phillips. Phillips now works against Wicks. That's a tough matchup. Phillips misses the shot. Hustle got her own rebound. Put back no good, but a foul call. Have to see which Lady Dog. Ella Eads. First personal for Ella. Second team foul. Phillips in the line shooting two. Second meeting between the teams, Phillips was the leading scorer with 13 for Clark Range. Final score in that one, 49-31. How was we able to hold the Lady Buffs to 31 that night, Coach Sims? Was it poor shooting on their part? Do you recall? Good defensive effort for us?
It's a real slow game. That's one reason. They didn't shoot it good. It was like 28-24 going to the last quarter or something. They weren't scored very much, you know.
Clay County back on the offensive here after Phillips hit one of those free throws. Buford now going to drive, splits a double team, and draws a foul. Hallie going to the line. 3:43 mark, first quarter. Clark Range 7, Clay County 4. Two free throws coming for the senior. First one's away and good. 7-5 the score. Lady Dogs down by two. Second free throw also good. Highly perfect on that trip to the line. Makes the 1-point game, 7-6. Clark Range taking their time. Gonna be Hopkins. Handing off to a teammate. Phillips now with it. The sophomore point guard backs up. Wicks picks her up. Wicks doing a nice job staying with her. Hopkins the screen. Phillips the three. Misses it all. Rebound, Buford. Bella Ashok going to press the issue across the timeline now. Gets to the elbow into the paint. Dumps to Wicks. Now to Hayes. Shot no good. A second of those point-blank shots missed by Clay County. Hayes getting the rebound, though. Going to go back to the hoop.
Score. Trying to put it in. Man, we got to make those the first shot. I mean, that's three times it took us to hit a point-blank shot. Lacey did a good job keeping it alive down there.
Yes, she did.
Two offensive rebounds.
Maddie getting involved on the scoring now.
Giving her team the lead.
8-7. Tight first quarter. running floater by Sitton, no good. Rebound Clay County. Ashok pushing it ahead to Buford. Hattie left wing with it. Going to drive inside, pick it up, give to Ella. The sophomore point guard going to back it up and reset here. Coach Walker sending in instructions. Baylor Walden and Kendall Matthews waiting to kick in. Buford's three-pointer halfway down in the cylinder somehow came out. Florida got at least 1 point for that
yeah,
effort.
Sure, shut up.
I mean, it couldn't have went any halfway.
I don't know how it didn't go all the way down, but it didn't.
Clark Range back with it. Phillips out top. 2 minute mark of this first quarter. Phillips pulls up. Free throw range jumper. No good. Rebound Ashaw. And a foul going to be called against Sitton. Ashaw off to a good start here. Has 4 points and several rebounds. Hayes with 2 points. Buford with 2 points. All seniors on the scoring so far. Eads and Wicks coming out of the contest here. At the end of the first, minute 50 mark. Matthews going to run the point. Gets it over to Walden. Walden back to Matthews. Now Ashcock right wing. Still got a 2-3 zone look here out of Clark Range.
I almost think it's a triangle if you see matchup on the outside with Buford and Ashcock.
You catch them playing a man look in certain areas as Buford gets Clay County up to a 3-point lead. Coach Rogers wants a timeout. Minute 28 left in this first quarter. Clay County 10, Clark Range 7.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. T-insert number C-0026.
Welcome back to the Girls District 7A semifinals presented by Banco Salina and Citizens Bank, where Clay County leads Clark Range 10-7, 1:28 left here in the first quarter. Balance scoring so far for the Lady Dogs. 4 apiece for the seniors, Buford and Ashlock, 2 for Madison Hayes. Daniel.
A good start for those seniors. Need them to have a good 4 quarters tonight to advance on to Monday night's District 7A championship game against Piggott County. Clark Range out of this timeout looking for points. They create a second opportunity. Lady Buffs with it. Hopkins right side going to drive again. Thinking about it at least against Hayes. Gets to the hoop. Misses the shot. Hayes and Ashok, the simultaneous rebound. Bell going to come away with it. Crosses the timeline. Kicks it down over to Walden on the baseline. Actually, that's Matthews with it who turns it over. Matthews had it taken away by Phillips. 50 seconds left in the quarter.
Jumped her and double-teamed her down there in the corner, and she didn't have anywhere to go.
Guys, I've been really, well, she drives on her and scores this time, but been impressed by Maddie Hayes' footwork, like you said earlier, against Hopkins.
She's done pretty good so far.
Hopkins kind of tricked her on that one. Called for Phillips, think she was going to hand it off, and kind of did a head fake, then quickly drove on her. Caught Maddie unawares. 23 seconds and ticking. First quarter. Clay County going to play for this last shot. Lady Dogs up by 1. 10-9 here. Buford out top. Works against Hopkins. Gets past her to the hoop. Shot up. No good. Whistle flow off Al's call. 13.4 seconds left on the clock. 23rd meeting with Clark Range for Coach Walker. A 6-17 record during his 8 years against them. He's 1-4 at neutral sites against Clark Range. Buford hitting the first there. Second free throw coming. Misses it. Rebound Clay Rogers. Rogers hands off to Delk. Delk at right wing, goes baseline, reverse layup, blocked by Ashaw. Clay County back with the ball in time here, 3 seconds. Buford going to be fouled.
That put it on the line, too.
Yes, it will. 15 foul, Coach.
That's a big foul.
2 seconds left in this first quarter. Buford with 2 free throws coming. Coach Sims, out of your 24 years, you appeared in 21 of these district semis. 12-9 record in them. This is a tough round of competition in District 7A.
Yeah, it is.
Buford misses the first one, so that's two free throws in a row. Buford has missed. Very rare.
Yeah, it doesn't help her too often. Usually you can count it, and she walks up there.
82% on the season. Second one's away. Good. So 12-9 the score. Cartrange did that with 2 seconds left. Desperation heave by Hopkins falls quite short of the hoop. At the end of one here in the District 7A semifinal, it's Clay County up by 3, 12-9.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Girls District 7A semifinals, where Clay County leads Clark Range 12-9 headed into the second quarter. Live video being provided by Bank of Salina. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary. Brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, as they lead by 3, Hallie Buford leading the way with 6. Bella Ashlock has 4. Madison Hayes has 2. Katie Hopkins leads the Lady Buffaloes with 5. And Lydia Phillips also has 4. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
Nice start to the second quarter. Lady Buffalo turnover.
Now we jump out there and trout, which Matt told me he's going to every now and then, so that was a good spot.
On the floor for Clay County, starting this second quarter, those original 5 starters. Wicks now with it out top. Hands off to Ashlock, right wing. Kick to Eads in the corner. Looks back inside to Ashlock, who's posted up, can't get to her. Eads under pressure from Hopkins. Throws it away. Going to be taken now by Sitton. Sitton hands off to Rogers. She swings to Hopkins. Hopkins going to be called for the travel. Tried the head fake drive against Hayes, but drug the foot.
Yeah.
And that was one big difference between the first two games. The second time, of course, the first time, Hayes did not play. Second time around, Maddie had Hopkins very frustrated with her defense. Now, last time it was Hopkins trying to post up more, and as you mentioned tonight, Coach, she's been more of a dribble drive from the three-point line.
Yeah. Well, how'd they get the ball?
Thomas, you see it? I guess we dribbled off our own leg, perhaps.
I don't know. I didn't see that.
7:15 mark, second quarter. Clay up 12-9. Both teams scoreless here in the second quarter so far. Hopkins with it. Uses a man as screen. Spins. Shoots. Scores. Ended up splitting Hayes and Ashlock. And a play like that is the reason why Katie Hopkins, the junior, is a first-team All-District 7A member.
She's averaging about 14 points a game, according to Coach Rogers, and just one of the, no doubt, top 5 or 6 players in this league.
Hayes with a nice power move on the right block. Could not convert on the bucket, though. Clark Range back with it. 6:35 mark now, second quarter. 12-11 the score. Lady Dog still up by 1. Hopkins with a pull-up jumper. Man, it's all over. Hayes could have easily been a foul call.
Yeah, should have been.
Wasn't malicious, but there was contact. Ashlock going to drive now. Bella to the hoop. Underhand layup, no good. Going to be rebounded by Manis. Clay Kenny coming down, taking some quick shots here. Those are great when you make them.
Yeah.
But when you don't and don't get that offensive rebound, just limits your opportunity.
Yeah, it gives the other team the ball back quick.
Manis right wing. Kicks to Rogers. Rogers yet to attempt a shot in this contest as the junior shooting guard. Works to the right, back left, kicks to Phillips. Nearly got to by Wiggs. Phillips, a Euro step, drugged the foot, shot no good. Wiggs the rebound. She gives off to Eads. Wiggs showing that raw athleticism there. Ella kicks up to Hattie, right wing. Now inside to Hayes at the free throw line. Down low to Ashlock. Ashlock against Hopkins. Spins, shoots, scores.
Yeah.
Gets the bucket and goes to the free throw line. Bella Ashlock having one of the better offensive nights early that we've seen her have.
Well, Daniel, she's come out aggressive. You know, she's come out with an intent to score, didn't she, Coach Sam?
Yeah, she did.
Trying to complete the three-point play on this one. Shots away in there. Bella Ashok puts Clay County up by four. Biggest lead of the night for the Black, Purple, and Gold ladies. 15-11 the score. 5:20 mark first quarter, and a foul called against Della Eads, her second. Three to the line. I called her earlier is Delk. That's what I've got on my roster. Three wears 43 on my roster.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it is three.
Yeah.
They swapped numbers, looks like.
It's both of them. That's good.
So Macy Three, the senior, one of the few seniors on the squad for Coach Rogers. Of course, a big storyline for them. They're missing a huge piece of what they were as a team. Senior Addie Stowers essentially missed the whole season.
Missed the whole season.
She killed us in the region semis down at Jackson County last year, knocking down some big shots.
Yeah,
eliminated us. Clay County on the offensive here. And a takeaway. Lydia Phillips comes up with it, takes it away from Buford. Give it up to Hopkins. And that shot blocked by Lacey Wicks. Perhaps the best blocked shot I've seen in the season.
That was good.
More like something you might see in one of the boys' contests as Wicks just left the floor and swatted away the Tyler Hopkins' shot, Thomas.
Yeah, just super impressive by the junior.
Ashok's corner three, no good. Rebound Lady Buff, some pressure now. Wicks and Smith trying to trap the ball. Lady Buff's pass out of it. Freshman Natalie Smith has checked in here. She's on the floor playing. Maddie Hayes comes up with it after another block shot by Wicks. Buford goes to the hoop, gets mauled, no whistles, comes back up with it. Now a travel going to be called and a timeout by Coach Walker. Woo!
That was a good timeout.
Talk about the pressure picking up.
Couldn't do anything.
4:04 mark of this second quarter. Clay up, 15-11. We'll be back.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Girls District 7A semifinals being presented by the Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank, where Clay County is up by four, Daniel.
Buford with a three-pointer on the inbound. No good. Rebound Ashok inside the Hayes. Lots of contact. Scrum for the ball. Jump ball going to be called here. Maddie Hayes and Corey Rogers fighting for it.
We are ball.
Clay County up by four, 15-11. Subs coming in. Kendall Matthews and Baylor Walden checking back into the contest. Natalie Smith and Lacey Wicks checking out. Buford inbound from the baseline. Possession arrow favored Clay County on the jump ball. Inbound to Bella. Kicked across to Maddie. Going to be defended by Hopkins. Swings to Walden. Hopkins really after the ball here. Reaches in, knocks it away from Walden. Going to be taken by three. Three passes ahead to Phillips. Phillips going to let things clear out, resetting offense. Manis in the corner. She hadn't taken a shot all game. Nor has Rogers. It's been all Phillips three, then Hopkins. Attempting to score. Fortunately, Thomas, none of them have a lot. Only 11 points total for Clark Range at this point. 3:15 mark, second quarter.
Unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot more, though.
I know it.
But we are ahead. That's good.
4 points to lead, 15-11. Clark Range going slow, needing a bucket here. They feel that. 3 minutes left here in the first half. Phillips uses the screen, fires the three, no good. Manis the rebound. Hands to Rogers, second opportunity for the Lady Buffs. Winner of this one going on to play Pickett County in Monday night's title game. Man, that's another rebound.
You can't get a rebound.
Third opportunity on this possession.
You know, talking to Coach Rogers that after the meeting, Daniel, he was really high on Manis and her rebounding ability, and you can see why, the length of her back-to-back offensive boards.
2:20 and ticking. Second quarter. 15-11. Clay up by four. Hopkins isolates against Ashlock. Ashlock does a nice job with her and called for a foul. Late whistle. Little to no contact. Should have been a no call. I'm sure everybody from Clark Range feels differently, but
yeah.
Did I see it wrong or?
No, minimal contact for sure, but you know that's kind of what we saw in that opener with the Clay County boys. You know, when you're up in there on a shot, they're calling that minimal contact.
Hopkins hit the line, hits them both. Single possession contest, 15-13. Natalie Smith drives to the elbow, kicks to Walden in the corner. Back to Smith. Gives to Buford, knocked away. Phillips knocks it away. Three comes up with the loose ball takeover. Lady Buffs looking for a lead. Hopkins pulls up, kicks to Manis. Back to Hopkins. Minute 45 left in the quarter.
See Coach Walker making an adjustment here. Got an ash lock on Hopkins the last two possessions, Daniel.
Sure does. Hayes has picked up Manis. And I think we'll see a change later on, too. Whoever has that assignment definitely having to put a lot more energy out. Hayes doing a nice job on Phillips. Now Hopkins, and we're going to see another foul. No, this might be against Smith from behind.
I don't know.
Yes, yeah. Smith being called for the personal. I knew it wasn't on Ashoff. First personal for the freshman. Smith, of course, named the freshman MVP of the regular season.
Walden doing a good job denying three on the last couple of possessions also.
Rogers into Hopkins. Hopkins at the block. Works against Ashok. Back out to Rogers. Minute 15 on the clock. Second quarter. Clay up by two. 15-13. Coach Rogers, the epitome of patient when he needs to be. They may hold to the end here.
Yeah, they could. I don't think he will. I think he'll look for something.
Don't know that we would let them, even if they tried. Inside to Hopkins. Could be a three-second call. She checks back out of the lane. Now drives, shoots, misses. Rebound Hayes. Maddie gives off to Bella. Bella now. Going to bring it down the court. 45 seconds left in this first half. Low scoring of fire, 15-13. Phillips knocks it loose. Ashlock regains it. Kicks out to Walden. Gives to Buford. Now Hallie going to be fouled. Third team foul of the quarter. Phillips, second personal. Ashok inbound right below us here. Clay County, of course, shooting the hoop to our left during this first half of play. For those of you who aren't watching video feed, Clark Range has been working at the hoop to our right. Half a minute left to play in this second quarter. Ashok to Hayes. Hayes to the left block. Shot no good off the glass. The rebound, Ashok. Whistles blow, jump ball call. Bella was tied up by Lady Buffalo. Couldn't get the shot off.
Nice job by the freshman Natalie Smith there, using the patience, backing up, going around the trap,
yeah,
and creating a possession and an opportunity for her team.
I really think we should have backed it out, tried to took the last one.
Back on January the 30th in Salina, it was 20-17, the halftime score. Clay County was up by three right now with 10 seconds left in the quarter. It's 15-13. There's a takeaway. Buford with it. An opportunity to build on this lead. Three-pointer at the buzzer. A little short. Manis the rebound. Buzzer's going to sound here. First half ends. Low, low-scoring game. Clay County 15. Clark Range 13 here at the break. Papa Road Body Shop halftime show coming right your way.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
a detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Semifinals, being presented by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank, where Clay County leads Clark Range by two. It's 15-13 at halftime. That's right. It's not the end of the first quarter. It's intermission as Clay County leads this one by 2 points. And now, welcome. This is the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, and it's time for the first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bacon Trust. Clay County led by one more, by three, 12-9 at the end of a low-scoring first quarter, we thought, until the second stanza hit, and Clark Range outscored the Lady Dogs 4-3 in 8 minutes of play to go up by two here at the break. For Clark Range, they're being led by Katie Hopkins with 9 points. Lydia Phillips has four for Clark Range and the Lady Buffaloes. Three on the board for Clay County. Madison Hayes has two. Hallie Buford has six. And Bella Ashlock, 7 points for the Lady Dogs to lead the way for Clay County, who lead by two, 15-13, here at halftime in the District 7A semifinals. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Banking Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account, find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease, check your balance, and much more at MaconBankingTrust.com. Macon Banking Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back to the Papa Girl Bunny Shop Halftime Show from Livingston Academy. 15-13, Clay County up by two here at the break. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In the 2003 district semifinal, Coach Sims led his 24-2 Lady Dogs up against Red Bull and Springs. A dominant 67-31 victory propelled the team to their fourth straight conference championship. Three Lady Dogs recorded five or more assists in that game. Name all three of them. Send in your responses to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Read that one more time. In the 2003 district semifinal, Coach Sims led his 24-2 Lady Dogs up against Red Bull and Springs. A dominant 67-31 victory propelled the team to their fourth straight conference championship. Three Lady Dogs recorded five or more assists in that game. Name all three of those players. So a tough one as far as naming three different players, but three well-known players. And if you know this 2003 team, it's probably the three you think of first, potentially.
Got one guest coming in from Tiffany Brown, but she just got one name. Megan Hamilton, and then Libby Morris, Daniel Amberstrong, Deanna Donaldson, and Megan Hamilton.
Libby Morris is very close. Two of the three correct. Other guests is coming in here. We'll try to.
Firewood has Amberstrong, Brooke Wicks, and Stephanie Rich.
Incorrect. None of those correct on Fire's guess.
Megan Hamilton, Deanna Donaldson, Mallory Walker.
There's the winner. Coach Sims knew it. So whoever just sent in the, well, we can't say.
Yep, give us a.
Respond to them. I'm going to say you're the winner. And whoever gets that text that says you're the winner, we'll give you their name in a minute. So Mallory Walker had seven that night.
Keisha.
Megan Hamilton, five.
Keisha Boone.
Keisha Boone, all right. Mallory Walker had seven. Megan Hamilton, five. Deanna Donaldson, five. Three outstanding guards. Of course, Deanna. Already in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame, perhaps Mallory and Megan to join her one of these days. part of an outstanding team, 24-2 regular season, one of the great regular seasons of all time at what was then Salina High School. So, Keisha, we will be receiving through the mail a free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artist is ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Thomas, update us real quick.
Oh, man, we've got the hotline was going crazy. I'm glad it didn't crash, Daniel. My mother came in with the right answer right after Miss Keisha got it, and then we see Teresa Thompson with a guest in there, including Amber Strong and others. Narhead Hamilton coming in with Megan Hamilton, Holly Wright, and Deanna Donaldson. Libby Morse, of course, made a guest. Deanna's brother, Parker. Deanna, Holly, and Megan Hamilton. So he was close.
Yep.
So better get back to action here. A lot more on the hotline, though.
Lots of good guesses. We appreciate all of you. We'll probably stay live on the first time out here in the third quarter just to give Coach Sims a minute to talk about that team and those ladies. Teams have switched into the court here. Clark Range working the hoop to the left during the second half, and here Wicks is nearly coming up with a steal. So 15-13, opening up this third quarter. Clay County with a chance to build on this two-point lead. Clay County working the hoop to the right, and Coach Sims, hopefully our offensive fortunes can change here defensively.
Well,
we've been fine.
We turned it over the first time we had it.
To the hoop, Buford scores. Baseline drive.
Only bad thing about that trivia question, I'm pretty disappointed my assistant coach couldn't get it. She's sitting right there beside us on the bench. And she
come
said,
up, Ira.
Yeah, I said Stephanie Ricks was.
She was a junior on the team.
Yeah, but she wasn't going to get no assists.
No. Of course, Amber Strong being guessed a lot, too, also a junior on that squad.
Yeah, Amber, possibly for her, but.
No, Steph and Holly Wright Robbins probably scoring a lot of the points in that one.
Yeah.
Contributing from those assists.
Well, you know you're not going to get any slack cut from Coach Sims now.
Well, you know, I don't know if Steph even played that game or not, because she got thrown out of a game and had to set out two games. And I think the first game of the district tournament, I think we got a – that was her first game. I think she had to set out that game.
May very well have. There definitely was no quarterfinal play in for you guys.
No, because we'd won the regular season.
And the district title that year, fourth in a row. Of course, you end up winning another. The next year had five straight there.
Yeah, we did.
2000 through 2004.
Clark Range had beat us once that year, one of those two losses, but we didn't have much trouble with them in the district tournament.
Great defense by Clay County right there, causing their turnover. Ashlock and Hayes converging to stop Hopkins to make her travel.
Pretty dynamic duo there down low. Three with a steal. Gives over to Phillips. She travels. No whistle flow, though. The feet slid on her. Three cleans it up for 2 points. 17-15 the score is three. That's two more for Clark Range. I missed the cut. No, it was Buford. Buford has the 2 points for Clay County in the quarter on that baseline drive earlier. And now 3 2-points for Clark Range. Makes it 17-15. Ashhawk inside. Works against Manis. Kicks out to Buford. Hallie going to work to the left into the paint. Scores. That patented slashing drive across the paint. Scoring from left block, and Coach Rogers taking a timeout. Let's stay on iron. And Coach Sims, of course, we know that 0-3 team outstanding. Unfortunately, got put out in the region semis. But talk about those three guards, Pudiot Donaldson, Walker Burble, and Megan Smith.
They were experienced. They had all started basically for 3 years, and just good ball players, you know. Deanna's one of the best point guards I ever had. Megan could play point, but she ended up being a shooting guard. And, you know, she could shoot it. Mallory was, I used to call her kind of my do-everything player. If you needed her to score, she could score some. She could rebound some. Or she could, you know, dish off and get a bunch of assists. But she was just a good, hard-nosed, you know, basketball player, something you got to have. But they were all really good players. You know, that guy I've said before, that might have been the best team I ever had. You know, I don't know, but best record we ever had, you know.
Sure.
27-2 when we got beat, so.
Was it a friendship?
We beat them close games both times in the regular season, and we just didn't show up that night in the region. Just didn't shoot it good, didn't do much of anything good.
Of course, you guys had been state runner-ups the prior year in 2002, is that correct?
Yes.
Hopkins misfiring on the jump shot. Hayes the rebound.
Yeah, I really thought, you know, maybe if we was going to ever win one, that would be it. But turned out that wasn't the year.
But you did win one.
Yeah, we finally did.
4:45 mark of this third quarter. And this one here, 19-15, low scoring. Takeaway here nearly by Clark Trains. Ashot keeps it alive, but Hopkins ends up with it anyway. Hopkins going to drive, kicks across to Phillips. Her bank shot good off the glass from 10 feet out. Clay County Fortune is still to be leading here, 19-17. The score, Matthews going to drive it inside to Hayes, outside to Ashot. Cross court to Buford, three-pointer. Oh, yeah. Hallie Buford knocking down her first three of the contest.
We can just quit throwing at them, my brother Tripp. We might be all right.
I think that's, is that only the second, maybe only the third attempted three by Hallie here?
She ain't had too many shots, hardly any out the floor.
Buford
shot one out of the corner down here in the first half, I remember. Buford shot another one.
All seven for Clay County here in the third quarter, guys. She's up to a baker's dozen. She's got 13.
22-17 to score. Clay up by five. So Buford with 13 of Clay's 22. Deep three by Corey Rogers. Just a little short. Wicks the rebound. Almost kind of felt like a desperation heave there for Clark Range. 4 or 5 feet back.
Yeah.
Of course, Rogers can hit him from that distance. Buford now works against Phillips, gives to Matthews. Matthews to Hayes in the corner. Baseline drive by Maddie. Picks it up. Dishes down low. Goes out of bounds. Fortunately, off the feet of Hopkins. Clay County maintains possession.
See, now every time Buford's touching it, he's running two at her. Coach Sims out top to try to make her give up the ball.
Yeah.
Hayes on the inbound. Scores. Just muscled that one up there through contact. Full timeout taken by Coach Rogers. Biggest lead of the night for Clay County. 6 points the advantage. Make it seven, rather. 24-17. 3:08 left in the third.
Sides.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the District 7A girls semifinals being presented by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank, where Clay County's built their largest lead. They're up 24-17 by seven. 3 minutes left here in the third, Daniel.
Only 7 points, but it feels like a lot right now. Very low scoring affair here between these teams. Man is firing a three in there. 24-20. You can't leave anybody that open, can you, Coach?
No.
Especially not a Lady Buffalo. Walden now right wing. Baylor picks up the dribble. Whistles blow. Coach Walker going to call a 30-second timeout. 2:31 left in this third quarter. Clay up by four.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to the girls District 7A semifinals being presented by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank. Clark Range buried a three to cut it to four. It's 24-20, 2:31 remaining here in the third quarter, Daniel.
Clay County on the inbound. Smith with it, right side, in a trap. Passes out, going to be taken away by Rogers. And a foul against Buford. Just a bang-bang situation, and both of them a negative for Clay County. Jumped that thing, didn't they?
Yeah, got her over there in that corner, got her trapped up.
On the floor for Clay County, Lacey Wiggs, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, Baker Walden, and Natalie Smith.
Yeah, good call by Coach Rogers out of the timeout right there. Clay County just wasn't ready for it.
Well executed by his players. Now his granddaughter, Coy Rogers, left side, gives to Hopkins. Hopkins against Ashok. Bella knocks it out, steals it. Bella Ashok, a great defensive effort there.
Yeah, and a good adjustment by Coach Walker. Ever since he's moved over Ashlock onto Hopkins, she's been really effective, guys, and she scores here in the second half.
Smith out top. Kicks down to Ashlock on the baseline. Her pass taken away. Hopkins comes up with it. Smith tried to reclaim it. Jump ball going to be called. What about the freshman, Natalie Smith? Could have possibly been called a foul. She is kind of out of position. But a great hustle.
Yeah, I can't believe the passes we're trying to make down there, though. Man, just throwing it right to them. Last two trips.
8:45 left in this third quarter.
Yeah, he's going to have to calm down, Coach. You're right. The pressure's kind of
getting
built.
Yeah, I mean, he's trapping some, and I don't know. We just got to handle it a whole lot better than we have been.
Rogers out top. Wiggs going to take it away. A trap of her own. Buford now open. Layup coming.
Good.
Hits it. 26-20. 6 points the lead.
Made up one of those turnovers. She walked.
Rogers to Phillips. Phillips at the top. Kicks to Sitton. Three-pointer outside. No good. Hayes.
Get it.
Walden on the rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Hopkins. Hopkins very similar to Wicks in terms of just athletic ability and has even greater length. So she presents a unique problem.
Yeah.
Foul against Hopkins.
Good.
Nope, they're going to give it to Phillips.
You can see them doubling Buford, trying to keep her from getting the ball here.
Right.
She split that double team just a second ago.
Ashok trying to get it in, works it into Walden. Walden going to get across
there.
The timeline, passes ahead to Wicks. Two on one. Wicks' pass knocked
get
away, but Hayes picks it up and scores anyway.
That was a good little spin move to the baseline.
28-20. Biggest lead of the night for Clay County. 8 points the difference. 45 seconds left in this third quarter.
Guys, every pass that's in the air close to Lacey Wicks is getting her hand on it. Every time. It's just truly amazing what she's doing on the defensive end. And the great find on the other end of Maddie Hayes.
66 deflections on the year for Wicks.
Wow.
Coming in two tonight. 12 block shots recorded, along with 42 steals.
Double dribble, good.
I was looking at stats. Coach, what happened out there?
She dribbled off her foot, then went and picked it up and dribbled again, and they called a double dribble.
Hopkins going to come out for the final 24 seconds of the third, perhaps a chance to capitalize on her being on the bench here. Ashlock going to drive in, kicks to Hayes at left wing. 15 seconds on this clock. Eve's going to be over and back. That's just tough. Ella had to catch the pass, but her momentum carried her across the timeline. Hayes put her in a tough spot right there.
Yeah,
she was. You know, that's why you don't want your bigs out top handling the ball a lot of times. And, you know, credit Clark Range, good defensive game plan there.
We had a chance to score, go up 10. Now they're going to have a chance to score and cut it to 5 or 6.
Clark Range on the end, man. 14 seconds on the clock. Phillips drives inside. Walden takes it away. Hands to Buford. 10 seconds. Hallie going to work. Gets a pass. Phillips to the top of the key. Going for the hoop. 3 seconds. Baseline layup. No good. Walden gets a power dribble. Did not get the putback off. Third quarter ends here. Clay County enjoying an 8-point lead, 28-20. 8 minutes left to settle this District 7A semifinal.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Girls District 7A semifinals being presented by Bank of Salina, where Clay County leads by 8. It's 28-20, headed into the fourth and final quarter here. And here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. For Clay County, being led by Hallie Buford, who scored 9 in that third quarter, where they outscored the Lady Buffs 13-7. She got 15. Bella Ashlock has 7, and Madison Hayes 6. Katie Hopkins scoreless for Clark Range in the third as they trail by 8. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Visit them at 408 Brown Street, across from the post office in Salina, to see all they have to offer. Daniel, Bella Ashlock with a basket.
Nice baseline jumper. Wicks with the assist. A new biggest lead of the night, 20-30, 10 points the lead. Which we understand that 10-point deficit can be erased in a minute of game play.
Yeah, I mean, we're struggling, you know, against this trapper running. We've scored off of 2-3 times, but it hasn't really been pretty.
Hopkins missing the free throw.
Good.
And, of course, Clark Range on the year, 14-10 record. Just not, and I don't know if I updated that correctly. They might be 14-13.
Or 15-13.
Okay. And if you look before that Gordonsville win to wrap up the regular season, they lost something like 6 of 8.
Yeah, 5 in a row.
Uncharacteristic for a Lady Buffalo team. They do have their, their bad years are still winning records. You know, they're just closer to 500.
Yeah.
Hayes hits it from the free throw line.
They've lost 13 games, but now they've played a tough schedule, you know. They played Stone twice, Crossville twice, Livingston twice, and plus Pickett twice, us twice.
Now, I wonder who's unwilling to play between them and York. I wonder which school says, no, we ain't going to play you.
They claim there's something happened back about 50 years ago, and they won't play. I don't know who it is.
You see that on occasion. Is Manis knocks down another one? Of course, some of those biggest games, I think, over to football. Think about Alcoa, Maryville, Smith County, Gordons, were just huge gates. But another one that is seldom sometimes played, Marion County and South Pittsburgh. They don't always play, just a few miles apart. And I think it has to do with bad blood. Hayes working inside, misses the shot. So sometimes that close proximity does bring out the worst in people.
Red Bull and the Fett played for years and years, but you know, they quit playing about 25 years ago. Basketball. Said they had fights every time they did, so they just quit.
Me and Coach Sims have been talking about close proximity rivals here. No scoring happens until now, and Buford knocks in another one. So Clay County still up by 10, 34-24. Scoring picking up here. I guess Clark Range had one bucket that I didn't announce, Thomas.
Yeah, Peyton Manis knocking down a three, which cut it to a single-digit game. It was at 8 before that Buford score.
No! Oh. Come on, ref.
Colin Malone Bella?
Yeah. That's a clean block.
Well, the good news here tonight, Ashlock's only with 3 personals. Counting that one. Something she has worked hard to improve upon. We hit that stretch where Bella was always in foul trouble. She's been able to stay out of that for a while now.
And done a great job on Hopkins here in the second half, especially defensively, Daniel. Came out aggressive, did the Bella Ashlock early on the offensive end.
Step up.
And kind of took over that shutdown defender role for the remainder of the game.
Hopkins hit the first, misses the second. Phillips comes up with a steal.
Why did she not turn around there and score?
He takes it away.
Good steal and score. Man, Maddie, all she had to do was turn around there and put it at home. She passed it fell over there. She got it blocked.
Eads with the bucket coming.
Short.
Glad to see Ella back out there.
Yeah.
It was a stretch of this game. She went on the floor.
She didn't play hardly any third quarter.
Manis with it in the corner. Kicks out to Rogers. 5 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Clay County up by 11. 36-25. Ashok working against Hopkins. Hopkins wins that battle. Gets the bucket. Bella doing a nice job of playing her straight up, preserving that fourth foul. And now we see Chloe Rogers call for the foul against Buford. Second team foul of the quarter.
Team's first.
Yep, that's what he announced. First team foul against Clark Ranger of this fourth quarter. On the floor for Clay County, those original five starters of Buford, Ashlock, Hayes, Eads, and Wicks. Buford drives to the hoop, through contact, misses the shot,
that
rebounded
killed
her. By Sitton. Sitton sets up at right wing, kicks to Hopkins. Hopkins back to Phillips. Phillips at the top of the key, defended by Wicks. Fires the three in there. Phillips drawing Clark Range back to a six-point game, 36-30.
So close.
Just like that. Back to two possessions. A turnover by Clay County. Eads trying to get it to Hayes. Pass went a little wide. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. 4:11 mark of this fourth quarter. Full timeout taken. Clay up by six.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the girls' District 7A semifinals. It's a six-point ball game. Clay County over Clark Range, 36-30. Of course, live video being brought to you by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank. Daniel, we've had a great game in front of us, and folks have been able to see it because of the Bank of Salina.
Absolutely. A huge thanks to them. Half of this corner left. Manis out top. All the Lady Buff faithful wanted her to pull the trigger. She didn't do it, though. 36-30. Clay up by six. Scoring has picked up here in the second half, Coach, for both teams.
Yeah.
Phillips, baseline drive. Kicks out to Rogers. Her three-pointer has a good line. No good, though. Rebound to Eads.
Good job by Ella getting a body on somebody in there, Daniel.
Passes to Ashlock. Bella going to be hacked at near the timeline. Passes ahead to Buford. Hattie with it right wing. In a trap now. Picks up the dribble. Foul going to be called against Sitton.
We got to be ready. They're going to be trapping, you know, ever. Whoever's got the ball, they're going to have two on them.
3:12 on the clock as Clay inbounds from the sideline. Bella works it into Bella. Bella nearly loses the handle. Regathers it, gives to Hayes on the baseline. Maddie now with it, defended by Manis. Going to put it on the floor. Goes on the drive and had it blocked from behind, I guess. Manis must have got a hand on it. Shot out low trajectory from Maddie's hands and hit the bottom of the backboard. Not her typical shot. 2:45 mark. 6 points the difference. Anybody's contest here in the District 7A semifinal. Winner going on to Monday night's championship against Pickett. Hopkins drives and misses.
Attack.
Go.
Now kick out.
He's going to put on the brakes.
Back kidding.
Nearly throws it away. Ashok regathers. Clay County needing to be smart here.
Man, we need to get somebody on the high post.
Lacey Wiggs, the inbound from the end of the Clay County bench. 2:23 left in the contest. 36-30 the score. Buford on the baseline. Reverse layup coming.
Yes, good. And a foul.
Rogers called for the personal. A big play puts Clay County back in front by 8. Potentially another point coming. Fourth personal against Coy Rogers.
Ticking down close to 2 minutes here, guys. That was as big as it gets right there. You have to think Hallie Buford's going to complete this one.
Shot. Well, that's big.
Yeah, it was. 2:15 remains. Clay up by 9. 39-30. Clark Range with the basketball. Phillips drives the left side. Spins back into the paint. Gives to Manis. Back to Phillips. Hopkins posted up inside. Manis tries to go there.
Well,
now they get it to her. It's Ashok against Hopkins. Ashok called for the foul.
Her
four.
Good job by Hopkins there using patience and kind of hung in the air to draw that foul. It was clean initially with the follow-through.
We
kind of centered to the line.
We don't need Bella to foul out.
No.
I mean, she's too valuable ball-handing right now.
Minute 59 left. Hopkins hits the first. Second one coming. Good. 7 points the difference. 39-32.
Oh.
A Clay County turnover. Great idea. Ashok's pass a little too long for Wicks.
You're right. Coach Rogers is getting what he wants here. He's affecting Clay County. They're having trouble handling the ball, Coach.
Yeah, we're making some bad passes.
Rogers in his 47th season. Certainly a lifetime of these semis to draw from for him. Hopkins inside. This is her shot. Sitting the rebound in a Clay County foul.
I think they're going to get Wicks over the back there. Got her on the arm. What about the guard sitting in there pulling down a huge offensive rebound?
Playing well. Now she fires a three. No good, though. Manis coming in like a hurricane, knocking Ashok to the ground almost. No whistles blow.
Look, look.
Clay Kenny with the ball, though. Ashok in the front court. Dishes the Wicks. Back to Ashok. Shot.
Good.
41-32. Good 2-on-1 between Wicks and Ashok. Timeout taken by Coach Rogers. Minute 12 left in this one. 41-32. 9 points the difference. A full timeout taken. We'll play one ad. Come back here and get Coach Sims' thoughts for this final minute.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Semifinals live video being presented by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank, where the Lady Dogs are up by 9. It's 41-32, minute 12 left here. Coach Sims got a 9-point lead. Clark Range has got the ball here. What's the most important thing for the Lady Dogs to do?
Well, don't give up a three. Step out there and guard them. You know, if they get a layup, they just get a layup, and then we got to handle the ball. You know, have people in the right positions. Make good passes.
There's the three. Little two open. Didn't have the hand as closely as it could have been. 6 points the difference. Clay County now with a two-possession lead. 50 seconds and ticking. Buford out top. Dribbling around.
There you go.
Now to Ashlong. Nothing wrong with killing time here.
Run that clock.
Just got to be safe with the basketball.
Yeah, that
smart
corner.
Passes.
Yeah,
timeout taken by Coach Walker.
About to call a foul. Man.
Full timeout taken, so we'll once again go to break here. 40.6 seconds remaining. Clay up by six. Lady Dogs with the ball.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinasouthernrehab.com.
Back line, video feed being provided by Bank of Salina. Clay County with the ball, trying to win this District 7A semifinal. 30 seconds and ticking. Buford out top with it. Splits a double team. Continues to let time tick. 6 points to lead for Clay County. That little Wicks. Now to Hayes. Takes a shot.
Yeah.
Good.
I know to do it.
Nail in the coffin. 12 seconds. Down to 10 seconds. Clay up by 8. Hopkins inside. Shot good. 6
right.
points the difference. We'll stay on air here. Timeout taken by Clark Range. 4.4 seconds. So it is a two-possession, 6-point game. Coach Sims, we just got to get it worked in, right?
Yeah. I mean,
clean inbound?
Yeah, I'd probably throw it long. If they get it, they can't do nothing with it, more than likely, you know. He had to call a timeout. We wouldn't even have to throw the ball in there. You know, it's less than 5 seconds.
Coach Sims, faithful listener, Sandra McLaren Gentry says, breathe, Coach Sims. It's all right. She knows you get tense in these tight ones.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you made it through, it seems like.
And it's 100 times worse by putting them on the bench.
4.4 seconds. Clay County trying to advance on to Monday night's district title game, trying to win their fourth district tournament championship in a row.
Well, we're going to win this game. This is what we needed to do. You know, this puts us hopefully away from Pickett in the region, gives us a legitimate chance of coming out of the region. I think my chances against whoever we play then.
Absolutely.
As long as we don't have to play Pickett, you know, we got a legitimate chance of winning.
Sure.
And we might have beat them, but, you know.
Interesting call. Going to run all the girls down, inbound to Hattie. So I'm going to wind up on the baseline there, and almost like a football play, kind of. Team's fifth foul, so we do walk to the other end here to shoot free throws. Three-point 6 seconds on the clock. First one's way by Hattie, and good.
Yeah.
7 points to lead.
You mentioned it, Daniel. You know, to talk to
15 the first half, and she hits this. It'll make us 30.
Yeah, doubled it
half.
Up. Mm-hmm. Second one's away, and she does hit it. Clark Green's going to inbound. This one going to go final after about 3 seconds. Desperation heave by Phillips. No good. Clay County winning this District 7A semifinal. Advancing on to Monday night's championship game against Pickett County. Tip-off will be at 8 o'clock. The consolation game will feature Eborn Springs and Clark Range. That tip-off at 6:30. Don't go anywhere, though. We got the Farm Bureau post-game show coming up right here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County winners, 45-37.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau post-game show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hayes Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show, Clay County winners tonight here in the District 7A semifinal. Tied at times, we'll talk about that in a minute because we're fixing to get in to the Lady Dog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. And let's say one more time, this live video feed and that special feed to broadcast this thing with video being provided tonight by Bank of Salina and Citizens Bank. Huge thanks to them. Time for this Lady Dog wrap-up, guys. Take it away.
Well, I mean, it's just a huge win for Clay County coaches. Talked about what it means and the impacts of it. But, you know, almost a tale of two games. Guys, we had a first half that had a total of, what, 28 points?
Yeah.
I think it was 15-13. The second quarter, there were 7 total points scored.
Right.
And then the second half was just kind of up and down.
Yeah.
These teams played several different ways tonight, Daniel, as Coach Sims getting the call there, I think. But this super impressive win for Clay County defensively to start. And then offensively in the second half, Hallie Buford really turning it on down the stretch in this game. And just an impressive win by the Lady Dogs.
Once Clark Range kind of got behind, they had to really pick up the pressure. You know, they started trapping last quarter, a little over a quarter. You know, we handled it sometimes we didn't. It's kind of ugly, but, you know, we made enough shots to maintain an 8-10-point lead, you know, most of the last quarter. And, you know, that was really big. Yeah, the first half was kind of about what I expected, just slow and, you know, real deliberate, both teams. And, you know, when I talked to Matt the other day, I said, this will probably be an ugly game. It probably won't be a lot of scoring. You know, just going to have to, you know, don't get excited and start doing some stuff at give them a bunch of easy points, and he didn't. You know, he trapped one time, I think, the whole game, and they turned it over at time. But, you know, we had them in a position where they had to start pressuring, and, you know, we handled it enough to beat them.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. And, you know, it's kind of about the defense throughout for Clay County. And one player in double figures, and that was Katie Hopkins. We talked about her being held scoreless in the third quarter by Bella Ashlock, but down the stretch she ended up scoring 8 points in the fourth quarter, had 17. So, you know, a first team, definitely one of the top players in this league, and held her pretty good.
Yeah, we did a pretty good job on her, but, you know, you can let the good player get, you know, 15 to 20 as long as somebody else doesn't go off, and that's kind of what happened. Nobody else had much of a game, you know. I'd rather shut down four and let one get 20 than let them all get 10 or 15 apiece. So, well, they score total 30.
Yeah, 37 points.
37. I mean, told somebody 37 points, you ought to win, you know, and we did, you know, by 8 or 10 or whatever it was.
Yeah, the closest to that, Lydia Phillips, who had a good game. She made two threes for them. She had nine. Sophia Sitton, three in the fourth quarter, had three. Peyton Manis ended up with six, both three-pointers from a post player. And then Macy Threed held to 2 points. So good defensive effort all the way around, I think.
Right. See, the three girl, the first time we played, had 21 or two.
She did,
You know, the other two times, I think she had, like, none and two or something like that.
Right.
You know, I can get you beat. You let somebody like that averaging 3 or 4 points a game get 20-something.
Yeah.
And then for Clay County, Ella Eads with a bucket and then three others on the board, all with double figures. Madison Hage had a strong finish, 8 second-half points for 10 points. Bella Ashlock finished with 11. Hallie Buford, just a huge second half, only had six in the first half. All of those coming in the first quarter ended up with 22 to kind of bring – Clay County home.
It's really nice to have a player like her that you kind of just take a game over. You know, she just drove in there and scored most of those, hit a three, you know. But I've said it all year, she's the glue that holds us together. You know, if she's not on the floor, I don't know what we do.
Agree with that. Folks, this Lady Dog wrap-up is from Route TV Eco Panels of Tennessee, conveniently located in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Time now to announce the TDS top performer from this contest. We'll kick to Thomas for that.
Yeah, I think it's just like Coach said. I think you got to go with the glue with this team, and that's Hallie Buford. Coach, you've sung her praises all season long. And, you know, without Hallie Buford's offensive threat there down the stretch, you know, Clay County doesn't counteract the three-pointers that Clark Raines knocked down in the fourth and go on to win this game. You know, it got really close there, and then Buford put her foot on the gas and stretched it back out to double figures.
Yeah, she handles it. She's our best ball handler, best shooter, you know, best penetrator. She's just our best player.
And, you know, has been there. This ain't her first rodeo. A veteran player at this point has seen pretty much any situation,
right.
Has been on the floor I guess sophomore year down at Murfreesboro in the state tournament.
Right.
Probably saw some time in that game against McKenzie, I think we played, and whoever we played that year.
She got a lot of playing time as a sophomore.
Yeah, so
these last 2 years. And
she would really be able to lean on that past experience to help with this postseason push, and Hattie was a big part of unlocking the key. We talked all the time about the 2012 district semifinal win that unlocked the key to a deep run, and we know how 2012 ended. Well, they unlocked a big key tonight, and Hallie Buford helped with that, Thomas, to hopefully propel this squad to Murfreesboro again.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, here's kind of in that quarterfinal for the boys, we saw Nate Adams kind of explode, and this is the same thing for Hallie Buford here, guys. And this is a big stage. You know, when you come to the district tournament, the whole conference is watching, not just one team, but you had the top four teams here watching all of their fans, and that's when stars like Nate Adams and Hallie Buford step up, isn't it, Coach?
That's right. Yeah, your best players, you know, they'll usually, you know, step up in the big games, or you hope they do anyway. If they don't, you're probably going to get beat. But I got all the confidence in the world in both of those players. They're going to play good night in, night out.
Hallie Buford tonight's TDS top performer. And as always, that segment brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Speaking of Nate Adams and the Dogs, They're right here at Durward Bond Gym tomorrow night, District 7A Boys Semifinal against the Bobcats of Pickett County. We talked about a good crowd on hand tonight. It's going to be even bigger tomorrow night for that one, for sure. And going to be a good one. Coach Sims, I know you's here for the quarterfinal Tuesday night. I know you'll be on hand again tomorrow night. Going to be a good one.
Yeah, I think it'll be a really good game. I think our boys are playing some of their best ball of the year right now. Last week and then the game Tuesday night, you know, I thought we played really well. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all to beat Gordon. Of course, it went down to the wire at our place. Was it our place or their place?
The Gordonsville game?
Yeah. It's down there. We fouled them with like 1 point something seconds. We got beat one.
Yeah, it got robbed. Yeah.
We could, you know, we played like we did against Clark Range the other night. I think we come out a winner tomorrow night.
You know, both of those tomorrow night are going to be a good one. Of course, the boys will tip at 6:30 since they're playing the high seed. The Bobcats will have one seed. They get the early game. But they had a cocktail. Redbourne Springs and Gordonsville. A lot of folks are going to hang around for that one. That's another great matchup. We'll see District MVP Colton Copas waging more against Greg Bibb's squad. So, good night of basketball here tomorrow night. Concerning the ladies, they are now in Monday night's championship game, 8 o'clock tip. Come on early, though. It'll be a packed house against Pickett County. So, really looking forward to Monday night for the girls.
Yeah, not just that. Not just a chance at another title. You know, Clay County's won two in a row, District 7A, but also that Region 4A quarterfinal is now in Joe Sims' gym.
That's a great point. We hadn't even mentioned.
The win
tonight did that. So, girls going back home to Salina, that will be not tomorrow night, of course, but a week from tomorrow night. Well, Coach Sims, we appreciate you joining us.
Enjoyed it.
We certainly did, too. As always, appreciate our sponsors, appreciate our listeners. Thomas, you got anything?
No, just great girls basketball tonight and looking to forward to another good one tomorrow night.
Folks, we appreciate you. We're saying good night.